This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be joined by Dr. Francis Boyle, a bioweapons expert, in the next segment to talk about the Zika virus. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Jakari Jackson and crew who were at the massive Dreamer riots, let's call them that, in New Mexico last night, Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're in Anaheim, California. There's going to be a Trump rally there tonight. They will be there covering that. So we're going to talk to Jakari about what happened. He got hit with a rock last night at the riots in New Mexico. And Alex Jones is going to be joining us with a special report. You know, it's an evil thing, the leftists say, if you read to your children. And he's going to tell you why that is so evil to read to your children. But this segment, I want to talk about what's going on in a couple of articles that have hit. We have this article on the Drudge Report. Smaller cities across the U.S. are opening high-tech crime centers. Now, this is nothing new. This is something we've been talking about for quite some time here at Infowars.com, the fusion centers that are being set up everywhere. And they're talking about here how it's moving now to small-town America. First, it started in New York. They opened up a real-time crime center. They're looking at, they've got all their surveillance cameras that they're pulling in. They've got gunshot detectors. And so they tell you, isn't this wonderful? There was a gunshot. We looked at this guy. We tried to ID him and so forth and so on. But look, they're going in and taking a look at you as well. We've had other articles talking about how they can tap into essentially any video camera that is not password protected, and even the ones who are. They say it's so great to have all these assets under one roof. Yeah, it's called a fusion center. And remember what they did at the Fusion Center. We had the Mayock report that InfoWars broke in 2009 saying, be on the lookout, law enforcement officers, for anybody with a Ron Paul bumper sticker. These people are sovereign citizens. They're dangerous. They may want to kill you, so be ready to kill them when you see them. And that's what is so concerning as we move forward and look at things that happened like this jet situation in L.A. They said these were non-credible threats that were phoned into them, and yet they send out a full SWAT team with guns drawn with these people. And they say, well, we got the assets. Why not use them? Well, we know what's happened over and over again with SWAT teams who go into the wrong home, and a startled individual there stands up, and they shoot and kill the person. And that's what they were telling me. They scared the people on the plane to death. And they ought to be afraid. You know, when people come in with guns drawn, things can happen. And just because these people are police officers doesn't mean that they won't shoot you accidentally or out of fear. We see this happening all the time. Now, as we move from that kind of surveillance that we're seeing at the fusion centers, understand it's not just going to be the public cameras. It's not just going to be the cameras in your home. One of the key points at which they're going to collect data on you is going to be your car. We see this article today in Wired Magazine. Calling an Uber is cooler than owning a car. And all these automakers want in. Well, so does the government. The government wants to come in and take a look at what you're doing in your car. Automotive News just talked about how the feds were flashing their badges to get auto data. They say back in February 12th, and this is before the big dispute between Apple and the FBI on the iPhone of these shooters in California. Before that happened, they said a collection of the auto industry's leading cybersecurity experts gathered at a sprawling FBI complex in Quantico, Virginia. They met with an elite digital SWAT team called the Operational Technology Division. Leaders of this FBI division explained that they were interested in capturing connected car data for investigations, and they outlined the requisite legal process. Okay. Now, after all of this happened, they said, well, this is very cordial. It seemed to be very routine. There was a lot of people there. But then it got crystallized when they saw what happened in the dispute between Apple over the iPhone and with the FBI. And so you got some of these people who were there and speaking off the record and said, you know what, we're trying to make these systems more secure because we don't want hackers to break in and do malevolent things. But he goes, I don't feel very comfortable with where we're at. He says, there's a lot of pressure on the auto industry to do a better job with security, but at the same time, we're being told by the government, you guys are getting better at security, and that's messing us up. And you've got to understand, at the end of this year, the Department of Transportation, Federal Department of Transportation, is going to be mandating talking cars. They're going to talk to each other, but they're also going to talk to their infrastructure. This is the way they know where you sleep, where you work, everything you do. We'll be right back.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this segment, we're going to be talking to Dr. Francis Boyle. He is a leading American expert in international laws, also an expert in bioweapons and bioterror. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to our reporters who are now in Anaheim. They were in Albuquerque, New Mexico last night. They had a lot of video. You can see that video at InfoWars.com. It's linked on the Drudge Report. The title is Communist Anti-Trump Rioters Attack Police, Destroy Property in Albuquerque. There's a lot of different videos that they put up. And we're going to be talking to Jakari Jackson, who was hit with a rock by these violent protesters last night. And they're now in Anaheim, California. They're going to be covering the rally tonight. We're going to see what happens with that. They'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour. But right now we're going to go to Dr. Boyle. He is an expert in international law, as well as bioterror. He drafted the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. He was the American implementing legislation for the 1972 Biological Weapons Convention. He served on the board of directors of Amnesty International from 88 to 92 and on and on. He's very impressive, very long resume. We talked to him back January 29th about the Zika virus. I wanted to get an update from Dr. Boyle. What is What has he learned about the Zika virus in the interim? I mean, is this something that is being used simply to scare people? Or is this a test? Or is it what are they doing with us? And, of course, when he was back in January 29th, when he talked to Alex Jones, he was talking a lot about the genetically modified mosquitoes that are being used as a disease transmission vector. And one of the articles that Dr. Boyle sent us today was Department of Defense is adding funding to enhance Zika surveillance by military labs. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Boyle. Do you think this is a pandemic test run, or is this something they really want to unleash against us? What should we be concerned about with this?
Well, thank you very much for having me on, David, and my best to your viewing audience. Just to back up, when I first read of Zika in Brazil, I just had a working hypothesis that, well, maybe this was due to African Zika mosquitoes somehow migrating to Brazil because of global warming or something like that. I didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But I then proceeded to investigate it, and I've continued to investigate it. We are not dealing with African Zika. As a matter of fact, the people over in Zika in Uganda, the town of Zika, the town where it was found, they're living quite well without any of these symptoms at all.
No tiny heads, no shrunken heads.
No. And they've been over there for all these years, you know, living with Zika. So that hypothesis went out. And as I proceeded to investigate, my conclusion was that this was a genetically engineered biowarfare agent that was inserted into these mosquitoes. And since that time, I have read here, and I believe I sent to Nico on your staff, my analysis of biological testing involving human subjects by the Department of Defense, 1977.
Yes.
Congressional hearings, mm-hmm. published here. And it is very clear here that the CDC lab at Fort Collins, Colorado, has a long history of doing offensive biological warfare work to mate biological agents with insects, including mosquitoes. And in addition, we can also tie this into the University of Wisconsin in Madison, sort of northwest of me here, where they have a long history of doing offensive biological warfare work. And I believe I've discussed that with Alex before.
Yeah.
And then also the University of Texas down there at Galveston, again, a long history of doing offensive biological warfare work. So as far as I can figure out, and again, please understand, I do not have any type of security clearance or access to classified information on purpose. I've never wanted to work for the United States government, but wanted to maintain my independence. But as far as I can figure out, we're dealing here with a genetically engineered biowarfare agent. Zika has a gene in there that disrupts the brain cells of babies. It's a brain disruptor.
And well, as you pointed out, when you were here back in the end of January, you told Alex that the budget that the American that the Pentagon has for biological warfare is three times what they had for the Manhattan Project. And, of course, one of the things that's very concerning about this is they bring these things in. The CDC calls them select agents. And people need to understand some of this terminology. They talk about giving them gain of function. That means that the disease itself is going to have a gain of function. It's going to be more virulent than the original disease. They're going to modify it for that. Then they're also going to gain of function also includes making it more easily transmissible. But in the case of Zika, it's interesting because there's been a lot of talk about genetically engineering these mosquitoes. So you've got not only the disease itself that's been engineered for gain of function, but you've also got these genetically modified organisms, these mosquitoes, which are the disease vector. They are the means of transmission for this initially. Of course, it can be transmitted now sexually, but that is a part of it as well. So they've got two different aspects here. It's very, very troubling to see our government so heavily involved in something that is so incredibly dangerous and destructive, I think.
Select agents is just a euphemism for research and development of offensive biological weapons using these agents that they've investigated from the very beginning of the U.S. biowarfare program. Yes. We spent now, according to my calculations, well over $100 billion since 9/11/2001 to construct an offensive biowarfare industry here in the United States along the lines of what we used to have before the Biological Weapons Convention when it was perfectly lawful.
Yeah, to give people an idea of this, too, there was recently a series last year. USA Today ran this, the Tulane National Primate Center. And, of course, Tulane has been involved in things like the Tuskegee experiment, things like what was happening with Ebola in Africa last year, or a couple of years ago. But they brought in a disease or a bacteria, an organism that was found in only two countries, Burkholderia pseudomallei, and they had it in their primate lab. They had it in a level 3 biosafety lab. And then all of a sudden they found it in the primates who are outside of the lab, just in the pens. And this is something that gets into the soil and becomes endemic in the soil. And the series of events that USA Today did on this was just absolutely not only frightening, but it was comical. If you look at the science behind it, they come out and they send people out there. One of the investigators comes down with this bacteria, and they said, oh, I'm sure it was in the area before. No, it wasn't. They even had people from the CDC center say, no, that only existed in two places in the world. But they're bringing this type of stuff into our country. They're increasing its functionality. They're making it more dangerous. They're making it more easily transmissible. And then somehow they let it escape from their lab. People should be very, very concerned about what our government is doing without our permission, without our knowledge.
Well, again, you're correct, David, about Tulane. Again, a very long history there of the Tulaners doing offensive biological warfare work. Including the Black West African Ebola pandemic. I might have been on Alex to discuss their involvement in that. They were up to their eyeballs in that one as well.
Yes.
But you are correct, and that is why I think and gain of function is simply, again, another euphemism for taking these biological warfare agents, the select agents, and making them even more deadly. And we're doing that. We now have over 13,000 so-called life scientists doing this type of dirty biowarfare work that I think Dr. Mengele would be proud of. And as pointed out by USA Today in their exposés, well over 300 labs here in the United States working on offensive biowarfare activity of this nature to better weaponize biological agents. Indeed, the Pentagon has sent their researchers out all over the world to find unique, specialized biological agents that they can bring back and weaponized. And that's what happened here with Zika. Zika was found in Africa, in Uganda, in about 1947, and was deposited with the American Type Culture Collection. You can read that at ATCC. Well, it was then weaponized. They worked on weaponizing it, and that's what we're seeing now. As for ATCC, We know for a fact that in the Reagan administration, they ordered ATCC and the Center for Disease Control to ship 40 different shipments of weapons-specific biological agents to Saddam Hussein in Iraq in the hope and expectation that he would weaponize these agents.
We got to take a break, Dr. Boyle. We're going to be right back with Dr. Francis Boyle. We're talking about war crimes here, folks. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Dr. Francis Boyle, a leading expert on bioterrorism, someone who has been involved for decades in trying to enact treaties to stop the kinds of experimentation that we see our government doing. Before we go back to Dr. Boyle, I just want to mention real quickly that we have extended the sale for nascent iodine at Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. This is something that I have as part of my preparedness package for my family. This is a great time for you to stock up while we've got it on special. Again, I don't know how much longer that sale is going to last. 20% off nascent iodine, Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, if you sign up for our free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter, you can get a promo code for 50% off the Hillary for Prison t-shirt or the Come and Take It t-shirt, our two most popular t-shirts. It's our InfoWars Underground Insider newsletter will give you unique content that you won't find even at our website, as well as promo codes for other specials along the line. Now, Dr. Boyle, one of the first things I did when I came here, there was a group I was working with back in North Carolina, and the EPA in North Carolina was running tests. They were actually hooking people up to diesel tailpipes, and they were trying to show how harmful fine particulate matter was. We'd had Lisa Jackson, who at the time was head of the EPA, saying that she wasn't talking about people simply getting sick, but she was talking about people dying from fine particulate matter. Nevertheless, they were giving these people 70 times the safe level that the EPA itself had said. We tried to get a stay order on that and eventually failed because the government said, no, that's okay, we're going to experiment on these people anyway. They were searching for people who had respiratory issues or heart issues and then hooking them up to diesel tailpipes. And so when we look at this kind of gain of function, this kind of human experimentation that our own government does with impunity to our own citizens constantly, I'm looking at this Department of Defense is going to put in $1.76 million for the military to track the Zika virus. I mean, we've seen these types of things done in the subways where they track it. I mean, that's one aspect of this, isn't it?
Well, they just released simulated biowarfare agents on the New York subway system and also the Boston subway system.
Yes.
Despite the fact the last time this was done, it turned out that the simulants were fatal to certain categories of people.
Mm.
So we have no idea about these simulants, but you know, basically they're testing out the effectiveness of their biowarfare agents on cities, whether they're foreign cities or our own cities. We know for a fact that the anthrax attacks of October 2001, that came from elements of the United States government. That was super weapons grade anthrax, probably produced by Fort Detrick, Dugway, and Battelle. And it was Battelle that recently released these biowarfare simulants on the Boston MTA.
So isn't it interesting that they would have, just as we're coming up to the Summer Olympics, we're going to have people from all over the world going to Brazil. Isn't it interesting that this weaponized Zika, along with the weaponized mosquitoes that they've genetically engineered, show up in Brazil? At the same time, we've got the Department of Defense coming out and providing a couple of million dollars to track its spread throughout the world. Isn't that interesting?
Well, the Zika Olympics should be moved for sure. That's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
This GE Zika is just too dangerous. We know that it basically destroys fetuses in the woman's womb. We also know it gives Guillain-Barré syndrome that paralyzes people. There are all sorts of other side effects that happen to adult males and adult females. We simply do not know yet the total consequences of how dangerous this GE Zika really is. And second of all, it is easily transmittable by a mosquito bite.
Yeah.
It goes by blood one of the ways. So, for example, if you go to Brazil for the Olympics and you get bitten by one of these mosquitoes, then you go home, and you get bitten by another mosquito, that second mosquito can then convey the GE Zika to someone else. And, you know, it could be a pregnant woman or a woman contemplating getting pregnant.
And of course, it is sexually transmitted as well, we've heard. I'm not sure if you agree with that or not. We don't know for sure. But of course, you say they need to shut down the Olympics. They know they're not going to shut down the Olympics. If it was any other kind of event, yeah, there would be a chance we could shut it down. But people are so sports crazy. This is the perfect venue for them to release this. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Francis Boyle. Where can they find more information about you? Okay, we'll be right back with
you. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent, with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're joining our reporters now in Anaheim, California. Jagari Jackson and crew are in California for the Trump rally tonight. Of course, they were in Albuquerque, New Mexico last night. You can see the videos that they shot. Amazing video. At InfoWars.com, it's linked at the Drudge Report on video. And Jakari Jackson, we're going to talk to right now, was actually... Jakari, you got stoned last night, right?
I was stoned by anti-Trump, I guess you would say. Jakari Jackson, reporting live from Anaheim, California. But what you're referring to, David, was a situation that happened out in Albuquerque. And what that was is the guy who hit me with the rock. This is after protesters had breached the barricades that the police had set up. This is several hours later. Many people were beating on the glass to the convention center, trying to actually break into the door. The cops eventually came with the riot gear, with the horses, started pushing people back. And that's when they eventually had to get to the point where they used tear gas because people are throwing things not just at the police officers, but the horses as well. And it's just a matter of time before the horses decide to trample somebody.
They're yelling behind you right now. It's already heating up there in Anaheim. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'll give you a quick panoramic. So this is the scene outside the Anaheim Convention Center. And there's a good crowd out here. It's not as many people as it was last night, but there's still plenty of people out here. Of course, the officers out here, Secret Service as well. But going back to the story with The Rock, this guy, or a bunch of guys, it wasn't just him, but that's the one guy who was on camera at the time, were throwing rocks, not just at the police, but at the demonstrators, because these guys were in the back of the crowd throwing the rocks forward, so they didn't have very good aim. And the guy who hit me picked up a handful of rocks, so I wasn't his intended target. I was only like 10 yards away from him, but in that handful of rocks he threw, one of them hit me in the face right over here. Like, so he didn't hit me too hard because he wasn't aiming for me, but I decided to confront him about that, and he just took off running. When he was confronted with the light of the truth, I said, "Hey man, why you hit me with a rock?" And he takes off running. But as of right now, everybody is pretty peaceful. Of course, you know, you do have your demonstrators out here, pro and against Trump, and that's one of the people that you hear there in the background. But right now, it's a very peaceful scene here in Anaheim.
Now, it was very peaceful last night until after the rally. From what I understand, the reports were that it was very quiet, and then after the rally, things really heated up, and that's when it got violent. And as the police were saying, it was a gauntlet of hate that the Trump crowd that was there at the rally, as they were leaving, that they say is when it got violent.
Yeah, because the footage is rolling around. But yeah, that's the guy who hit me with a rock right there on the screen. But what the situation was is, if you watch some of our earlier videos during the daytime when we were talking to the pro-Trump people who were going inside the building, they had the exit blocked so they couldn't come out, because all the protesters, when they breached the barricade, they were standing there at that door that the people had entered to go in. So the protesters were beating on the door, trying to kick in the door, and eventually the officers came out, and like, so the horses riot gear, and slowly started to push the line back. And, you know, this happened over several hours. It wasn't an immediate thing. The protesters breached the barricade, and they slowly were pushed back to the point where they started to attack the officers, throwing bottles, even barricades at them, and the police responded by firing the tear gas.
I'm looking at reports that say that they smashed a glass door that was leading in there. Of course, we see reports that they attacked a guy in a wheelchair. And
yes.
This was, yeah, tell us about that. Did you see that?
Yeah, basically, they had the line set up. To give you somewhat of a visual, like, you see this sidewalk right here behind me. So they had on one side the pro-Trump people, on one side the anti-Trump people. So this guy was in his wheelchair. He was rolling down the sidewalk, and the anti-Trump people decided to assault the guy by throwing a water bottle at him, which was, you know, completely pathetic, and I just don't know how they justified using such a heinous action against a guy who was, you know, clearly disabled, not in the means to fight himself. But that just shows you the mentality of these people, David. There's some big, you know, tough operator-looking guys out there, you know, with the khaki pants, the big slacks to wear. They didn't mess with those guys. They picked on the guy in a wheelchair. That's who they decided to target.
Yeah, they're bullies, and they're filled with hate. But, of course, they're not going to come after them for a hate crime. You know, when I look at the way the media is reporting this, the BBC headlines, for example, violent protests at Trump New Mexico rally, they make it very passive, or they make it unclear as to where this aggression is coming from, deliberately doing that. They don't say there were violent protesters against Trump. They say there were violent protesters. You know, things happened because of Trump is the way that it looks at. But we've got people there who were burning American flags, flying Mexican flags, and yelling insults at people, throwing stuff at people in wheelchairs, yelling things in Spanish at the people who were there.
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous. Just like you said, they didn't want to specify who was doing the violence. As our audience knows, I'm in no way, shape, or form a Donald Trump supporter, but it wasn't the Donald Trump people who were out there doing those horrific things. Everybody I talked to on the pro-Trump side, they were very, you know, polite, well-spoken. They just went inside the event. They said a lot of people weren't even pro-Trump. I met a lot of libertarians out there who said they just wanted to hear what the guy had to say. They didn't want to be filtered through, you know, whatever ex-news agency. They wanted to hear straight from the guy's mouth what exactly he stood for, and that's what brought them out for that event. But, you know, the pictures speak for themselves, David. You know, we can elaborate it all day, but you can show that footage of these guys yelling, cussing at men, women, and children, profanities, racial epithets, all type of manner of just shenanigans that went on out there at the event.
You know, Jakari, when we talk about this, and you mentioned libertarians being there, and I watched the libertarian debates they've had where they talk about open borders, and yeah, I understand we want to allow people to move about freely, but there's a difference. This is not the Ellis Island experience that they're trying to sell people. Okay? People didn't come here from Europe, from Italy, from Ireland or Germany or whatever. They didn't come here waving the flags of the countries that they came from and attacking people, trying to shut down their free speech. These are dreamer riots. And at some point, we've got to understand that it's not illegal immigration we're talking about. It's illegal invasion that we're talking about. When people come here, they're hostile to your way of life. They're hostile to your form of government. When they get violent and they make demands and they say, we want to make America Mexico, then, you know, what you're talking about here is an invasion. You can't control the number of people who are coming in. They don't want to be assimilated. You have to control the number of people who are coming in at any given point in order to have an assimilation. Instead, this is truly an invasion, I believe. What do you think, Jakari?
Well, the issue is when they hear people talk about, you know, controlling the border, you know, they always bring up the men, women, and children. You know, they'll show the crying grandma on TV who's coming on the border. And yes, that does happen, but you can also go to these ICE facilities. You can also go to the Border Patrol facilities, and you can see some of these guys who come over the border do not come here with the best of intentions. And it's not a racial deal. It's not just people from Mexico and the Central American countries. You got people coming from foreign countries. You got, you know, guys like Al-Qaeda who would love to walk across that border if it wasn't there. You have a border for security.
Oh, absolutely. We've got Obama rushing to get in his quota that he set for himself, his goal of getting in 10,000 people from Syria this year before he gets out of office. And so what they're doing is they're going through. They've approved just in the last week, just this last let's see, it was Monday alone. There were more than were approved in the entire months of January or February, just in one day. So he's really accelerating this. And so you have to ask yourself, are they vetting these people? If they're going to bring in 10,000 people, what if 1% of them are terrorists? They're going to bring in 100 ISIS members as terrorists? Are they going to be able to vet them for disease when they come in? No, that's not the intention. This is
that they're willing to take.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's the point. It's not simply about where these people are coming from, but it is who is coming in. And I think the thing that is really going to turn this election for Donald Trump are the actions of these people. They say, we've been mischaracterized. You're saying that we're violent criminals. You're saying that we don't respect America because we come here illegally. What are we seeing there? We're seeing violence. We're seeing people saying, you know, burning the American flag, flying the Mexican flag. And basically, they're saying everything. They're showing us that they are everything that Donald Trump accused them of being, and far more, quite frankly. He wasn't rough enough on them, I don't think.
Well, the thing I saw a conversation between two Latino men, if that's a politically correct word, and one of the guys was being very nasty and, you know, racial things, profane things. And the other guy said, hey, when you act like this, you make people believe that we're the way that, you know, we're projected to be in the media. He said, if you can come out here and have a calm, civil conversation with somebody and respect them and respect their points of view and actually try to understand why they think the way they do so you can better try to turn them to your cause, that would help you a great deal as opposed to yelling at people and throwing barricades and, you know, lighting fireballs and throwing them at the cops. I don't think that helped their cause at all.
No, it's not at all. Now, you're going to be there. You're in Anaheim. There's going to be a rally tonight, and we'll be looking for videos coming from there. What time is that rally going to start tonight, Jakari?
Well, right now, there's plenty of stuff going on. I'll give you another panoramic. We'll be out here for as long as it takes, David, but there's a lot of people out here right now, people protesting, people pro-Trump, people anti-Trump. So we'll be out here to bring you the latest.
All right, that's already started. Thanks a lot. Jakari Jackson and the InfoWars Crew in Anaheim, California. Now, there was an article that came out, and Alex Jones has a report about this, a professor saying it's evil if you read to your children. Let's go to that report.
Again, I just want to commend Michael Zimmerman, Jakari Jackson, and our reporters that have the courage. A lot of mainstream media reporters don't have the courage to go down to these anti-Trump, anti-American, authoritarian riots. But our folks do go into the midst of this. And I just want to say all of our crew, from Rob Dew to Darren McGreen to Kit Daniels to Don Salazar to just everybody, all of our reporters, Joe Biggs, you name it, Liam McAdoo, I can't list them all here, Paul Watson, it just goes on and on. whether it's going into Mozambique in Europe or going into Paris and the no-go zones, or whether it is Bilderberg and our people getting arrested. It's amazing what true journalists and true activists for freedom are doing. We wear our bias on our sleeve that we love liberty, we love freedom, and that's why it's more important than ever that you support the InfoWar, that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and see the amazing products, because just as our news and information and analysis is spot on, cutting edge, and on fire, so are the water filtration systems, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the nutraceuticals, the Patriot apparel, the Hillary for President, the Molon Labe, the Come and Take It. Everything we do is about being hardcore, in your face, shooting you straight, plain talk, Americana, bare knuckles, in the street. And I'm telling you, this will trump globalist sniveling, manipulation, and garbage anytime. So InfoWarsStore.com, I want to thank you all for your support so our reporters can be out there risking their lives, quite frankly. And at the same time, I want to encourage everybody to go sign up for the free newsletter, because we can get key intel, key reports, key information to you as censorship intensifies across the web, InfoWars.com/newsletter. But because I mentioned this yesterday, I want to go over this report just for a minute or two here right now, and then throw it back to David Knight. This is out of the National Review. There's several other articles where you actually go to this professor's writings. They are incredible. We should do a whole report on him. Professor, if you read to your kids, you're unfairly disadvantaging others. So again, if you exercise, it's not right you've got bigger muscles. Or if you jog, it's not right that somebody that weighs 500 pounds can't do that. You see, having a mother or father is bad, being a he or she, because some folks aren't a he or she, they say. So your identity hurts them. You understand? This is how they're conquering culture. And you think, well, that'll never happen. Everything else happened. They got our kids. They have our kids in the schools. But it's worse than I was even saying. I keep forgetting to go to the last page. And National Review should have had the headline, Professor Calls for Abolishing the Family. But I've read in the textbooks that the main colleges, like UTU's, I've shown it on air, the family belongs to a bygone barbaric era and must be eradicated. Well, here it is again, National Review, a quote from him on ABC News in this country. At one point, Swift even flirted with the idea of, quote, simply abolishing the family as a way of solving the social justice problem, because there would be a more level playing field if we did, but ultimately concluded that it's in the child's interest to be parented, and that parenting a child makes for what we call a distinctive and special contribution to the flourishing and well-being of adults. So the state may allow parents for now, because we admit there's something there kind of cutesy. In their textbooks, they say they're getting rid of it. They are getting rid of it. They're saying your kids belong to the state on MSNBC. But they're just getting you used to it right now. These people are dangerous.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
The Violence Policy Center, once in an article where they were bad-mouthing, he said, I don't care what Jones does. We got your kids in the schools. We will take your guns. Remember the Attorney General said, we're going to brainwash you to get the guns. Remember that IRS employee called in and said, we're going to arrest you people. It doesn't matter. We're coming for you. On MSNBC, they say, of course arrest the Tea Party. They're evil. Of course we persecute you with the IRS. They're very proud of their evil. The Nazis thought they were good running around doing bad stuff. They thought they were the good guys. It's like that skit I saw, I forget what show it. We're wearing skulls, and we're wearing black, we kill everybody. Maybe we're the bad guys. We started the wars. Maybe we're the bad guys. Yeah, exactly. You're the bad guys, okay? Doesn't mean mainline conservatives aren't bad either, but libertarians, patriots, we're the good guys, okay? We're the ones that want prosperity and freedom and private property and the right to self-defense. And you can live like you want and do whatever you want. Decriminalize drugs, whatever. Just get off my back and don't try to teach my five-year-old how to put a condom on. But look at this. According to a professor at the University of Warwick in England, parents who read to their kids should be thinking about how they're unfairly, this is a quote, unfairly disadvantaging other people's children by doing so. This is on ABC News. They interviewed Professor Adam Swift, said that since bedtime story activities do indeed foster and produce desired familiar relationships, he wouldn't want to ban them. Oh, not yet. They introduced that idea. But that parents would engage in bedtime story activities should definitely at least feel kind of bad about it sometimes. Like, if you're beautiful, feel bad about it. And then they go on to say they don't realize how bad this is or how bad it is to give them can't be justified. Private schooling cannot be justified by appeal to these familiar relationship goods. So see, getting better school than somebody else, no one can have anything. Only the elite can divvy up and distribute and create this mentally ill culture where they decide the winners and losers and totally control civilization. And where a computer decides which job you get. But of course, who programs that computer? This is the whole zeitgeist, giant prison gulag program. This is total, absolute authoritarianism. So great job to the crew. Great job to the viewers and listeners. Great job to our affiliates. It is so amazing. It's surreal to come out and call Lindbeck a pot-bellied goblin laying supine on his stomach before Zuckerberg, and to see that in newspapers all over the country, and people walking me on the street. I mean, it is getting crazy in the info war, where almost every day, things we talk about become memes and change the news. That's not a power trip for Alex Jones. That's a great responsibility, and that all goes to you, the viewers and listeners, the affiliates, the sponsors, Matt Drudge at DrudgeReport.com, who's helped boost us over the years. But we're all in this together, and it's wonderful to know we're the Patriots, and it's great to know who the enemy is and to be taking action against them. Back to David Knight.
Thanks, Alex. And, of course, we're going to be back right after the break. We're going to talk in detail about this report of the Washington Post, a Univision reporter who went to a commencement address. You know, it's interesting how these commencement addresses work out. We had Tom Brokaw talk about how we needed to confiscate guns and how guns in the hands of the people was essentially domestic terror. Now we've got a Univision presenter who goes to a commencement address for a journalism school and starts going off on a Spanish rant. Yeah, also anti-Trump. And we'll show you what happened at that event when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
But Rob Dew is going to be with us in the fourth hour. He's got a big fourth hour coming up. Also, before we go to this report about what happened to the Spanish speaker at the journalism school commencement exercise, I want to let you know that we've extended this sale. I don't know how much longer it's going to go for Survival Shield X2, 20% off of our nascent iodine, Survival Shield X2. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, if you sign up for our InfoWars newsletter, that's the InfoWars Underground Insider. If you sign up for that at InfoWars.com, we'll send you a promo code for 50% off our two most popular T-shirts, Hillary for Prison and Come and Take It. Those are great T-shirts, and it's a great newsletter. It's got a lot of original content that you're not going to find at our website or elsewhere. Again, 50% off those T-shirts when you sign up for the free newsletter and 20% off of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine at InfoWarsLife.com. I want to go to this report from the Washington Post. I think it's very interesting, the reaction of the crowd. You know, I think people have just about had it with having this political correctness shoved down our throats. This is a commencement exercise at California State University, Fullerton. They had a speaker there. She talked about Donald Trump, and she started going off in Spanish at a commencement event. Okay, this is a journalism school where you would expect that people would learn English. Look, if you want to get ahead, you need to understand that you need to be able to speak English. When we went to Denmark in Copenhagen to cover the Bilderberg meeting there, signs everywhere were in English. As a matter of fact, if they were in only one language, what we saw throughout Copenhagen was it wasn't in their native language, it would be in English. They would put up signs in English and then often in their own language as well, because that's where you're going to get ahead. You need to understand that. For your own good, you need to learn English. Instead of us importing all the students who want to come here, get an education for free in the United States, and tell us that they want to be educated in their native language, no, they need to learn English even for their own benefit. We can't afford to educate all the children in the world. We can't afford to educate them, certainly, in the language of their choice, but it's to their advantage to learn English. You know, in the past, educated people needed to know Latin, or they needed to know French. The lingua franca today is English, right? Now, this is Denise Dela Cruz, a graduating senior, also Hispanic. She wrote about this event for the OC Weekly. She said, Salinas' speech was well-received until it became a little too Latino-centric for some and blatantly anti-Trump. The Univision broadcast began specifically congratulating Latino journalism students for what seemed like a large chunk of her speech. And here's the crowd reaction. Let's play that clip.
Something that a candidate said, well, thanks to technology, now we can prove that the candidate actually said what he or she said they didn't say. So thank God for technology. Well, imagine, they blame us so much for so many things that now they're even blaming us, the media, for creating Donald Trump. Imagine that. Isn't that terrible? Well, we didn't, right? Who did it? Who did it? But they're to blame. So I just want to close with telling you that.
Okay, so she started after that clip there. She went into Spanish. That's what I really wanted to hear. I wanted to hear the crowd booing. But we don't have that queued up right there. But basically, she goes off and she starts talking about talking in Spanish, and the crowd booed her off the stage. Dela Cruz said she looked around and she said a lot of graduates were visibly upset. Some were muttering criticism. She said there's probably 100 graduates there, so I can't speak for everyone, but definitely the row where I was seated, there were upset people, and you could hear them heckling her from the crowd. See, here's the issue. They don't want to assimilate. They don't want our form of government. They want Mexico. They can go back to Mexico if they want Mexico. Instead of making America Mexican, they don't want freedom. They want free stuff. They want our stuff. They want our country. They don't want our way of life. Now, there's a lot of Hispanics who do, and they shout down those people, and I expect that they will vote in this coming election, they know that they don't want a Mexico here in America. They don't want that form of government, and I think they'll vote accordingly. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Rob Dew, Fourth Hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.